Manu Patra alerts dated the 1st of November 2018. Supreme Court has held that if there has been no consideration at all of defence taken by accused under Section 313 of the Code of Criminal Procedure, the conviction can stand vitiated. Supreme Court has directed central government to provide more details of the Rafale deal, including pricing and cost. Supreme Court has directed Amrapali to disclose the names of all the companies they owned and had been dealing with by the 12th of November. Delhi High Court has sentenced 16 Provincial Armed Constabulary, PACE, officials to life imprisonment in Hashimpura mass murders case and observed that this was a targeted killing by the armed forces. Supreme Court has quashed a Gujarat High Court judgment that had ordered lie detector, brain mapping and narco analysis tests on the accused and grandmother, parents of the victim, in a bail application filed by the accused. Supreme Court, while examining legality of allotment of 4 canals of property to J.S. Luthra Academy for running the school, has observed that public property cannot be allotted to profit-oriented institutions for free. Madras High Court has granted interim injunction restraining online sale of medicines till the 9th of November on a petition filed by the Tamil Nadu Chemists and Druggists Association. Madras High Court has dismissed a plea moved by 14 accused in the Ryanavaram child gang rape case, seeking a CBI probe into the allegations. Madras High Court has acquitted and quashed all charges of 21 students in Law College Clash who were earlier sentenced to 3 years of imprisonment for caste-based clash. Kerala High Court has observed that divorce by mutual consent is a secular concept and there can be no discrimination on the ground of religion against persons who want divorce by mutual consent.